आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 44 May 17th, 2007।
हाय एवरीवन, वेलकम टू आवाज अनजाने, द हिंदी म्यूजिक पॉडकास्ट दैट ब्रिंग्स टू यू द वॉइसेस ऑफ द अपकमिंग आर्टिस्ट्स, इंटरव्यूज विद म्यूजिकल लेजेंड्स एंड ऑफ कोर्स योर थॉट्स ऑन इंडियन म्यूजिक। आई एम पिया
एंड आई एम देव, योर होस्ट्स फॉर दिस शो। आवाज अनजाने मींस द वॉइस ऑफ द अननोन। For those of you who are joining us for the first time, every week, Pia and I undertake this musical journey around the world. Listeners like you send us your songs, compositions, or share your views on Indian music.
And since this is a podcast, all our episodes are archived on our website, podioindia.com. Listen to a wide range of episodes featuring Grammy Award winners.
On that recording, there was a song called Tonight is the Night, or Aaj Ki Raat.
Concert organizers.
Frankly, in this frenzy of for preparing for the show, I've not had time to really make a personal list.
Fans.
Chai Chapa Chai is one of my favorites.
Music labels.
For the American ear, anyway, to world music that hasn't had a whole lot of exposure here outside of, you know, probably Ravi Shankar.
And young talents.
Many of the talents that we feature in our episodes have been balancing a regular day job and following their passion. Today's episode follows the same spirit. It's not about a musical personality, but a fascinating story about the complex world of filmmaking. We are going to introduce you to two young men who dreamt about making movies, and their award-winning thriller is titled Khel Shuru.
कहाँ है यार? खेल तो अभी तक जम रहा था, शुरू तो इसके बाद होगा। तुम निभाना, खत्म मैं कर।
एक रोज दो महीने पहले मैं अपने दोस्तों के साथ सैर करने चला गया। घना जंगल, झरने, काफी सुंदर सी जगह थी।
We're playing a game.
Game?
$500 to each of us. If you lose, $3,000 to you. If you win.
Their production house is called Differential Films.
First of all, like both of us are engineers. And I'm an electronics engineer, Tushar is a computer engineer, and I mean, we had to go through all the rigors of engineering, and we had a subject called calculus during that time, and we were pretty fascinated by that. So there is a differential equations which is involved with calculus, and we still didn't want to let go of our engineering background, so that was the differential part of it, and plus we wanted to make like movies that are different with a spice of difference to it, and so together it's the word differential, and hence differential films.
Sameer Thakur is the writer and director. The producer is Tushar Sathe. They are from the New York, New Jersey region, and as Tushar says, they've known each other for
probably last 11 years now.
The association
really started during the college in India. We basically studied, both of us, in Bombay.
So they were at the right place, Bollywood.
Not really, as Tushar points out.
It's going to be rather very difficult in Bombay, given that what it takes to be a filmmaker, but maybe relatively easy if we, you know, actually have some money under our belt.
So they came over to work in the U.S.
Even before coming into U.S., some plans were getting created in mind. Again, these were very high level. So it took us a few years, both of us, to really come here, go through the rigors of, you know, getting used to, you know, U.S. professional life, et cetera, et cetera. And it took us a few years to really get started with that. Or really get started with, you know, turning the dream into reality.
Well, Sameer, was that the case? Was it the same case with you as well?
Well, on a very high level, yes. But then, for a while, we were doing different jobs at different locations. and then we pursued our dream later on, as in, I mean, if you want to call it a dream, but we pursued it when we came back to New York, and then we joined New York Film Academy. And pretty much the same storyline. Whatever were the difficulties and travels involved in that whole journey, it was all worth it, I would say.
So Sameer and Tushar have defined roles in their partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Sameer is the director and Tushar the producer. That role division, is that something they made up their minds when they were taking the filmmaking courses?
I think, and if I may speak on Sameer's behalf, he definitely had a good inkling and he had a niche towards the whole direction, because I think when we were doing the course, I could easily see that he has a talent in that. And I think probably naturally I have some talent, you know, if I may call that talent, to really arrange the things and, you know, get multiple things executed at once. And that probably cuts into my work as well. And that's one thing I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where I realized while we're doing our courses that, hey, you know, it's probably what I probably like is really the whole production aspect, is bringing everything together. So, you know, it's one thing is really, you know, one is a creator and other is actually someone who actually forms that.
But of course, when you're just two people trying to handle an ambitious project like a feature film, it's never such watertight compartmentalization. Sameer acknowledges that apart from being the producer, Tushar was involved
quite a bit in, you know, developing the concept of KL2, even in like part of like script writing level. And, you know, all that slowly came up, as in we went back and forth before really finalizing on the concept. And just, it was just me and him before really finalizing on the concept and the entire, like, two-hour storyline. So we evaluated pros and cons, and Tushar, like, I mean, he had helped a lot in that.
So what kind of a movie is KL Shuru? I mean, the name definitely doesn't point to some romantic song, dance, or comedy film.
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's a thriller, and that's because Sameer thinks
I have a thriller bone in me that is always, you know, tickling here and there.
How many? 7 total. Could expect the others anytime. Yeah, make him have some water. Let him breathe a little. So, it was a great trip. You had 250 pounds of fresh salmon. All right. And the rest?
They're coming.
Over there. Any games, any jokes? Keep in mind, my partner likes to use his gun.
But there would be some song and music in it, right?
Yes, there is. The music is by Gaurav Bali. Actually, he scored for their first film, Way of Life, as well. And the lyrics is by Tushar.
Actually, that's probably the only thing out of, you know, all the things I'm currently doing this. I did since I was probably, I don't know, 15 years old. And I used to do this. I never had these, you know, I wouldn't call myself a poet, because I think what I write is always light. I don't write, you know, any heavy things. I probably can't. That's just not me. But I've always, you know, was good at writing these 8, 10, 12 lines, short poems, and I think most of my friends seem to enjoy them. So I can be pretty humorous in some of these, you know, 8-line poems.
And this is all coming up from the, you know, writing poems about teachers from school. You know, you might probably remember that.
Yeah, mostly there used to be girls, and there used to be, you know, the other funny things. I hardly picked on teachers. I was probably there a good student.
Oh, those college days. Deb, did you do anything like Tushar?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Instead, listen to the music video from KL Shuru.
Hey, तन्हार मन चला मेरी धड़कन कहती है मैं तन्हार मन चला
You are listening to Awaaz and Jani. We want you to be a part of the show as well. Please visit our website, podioindia.com, for details on how to submit your musical pieces or how to post your comments. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 206-203-4338. Send us emails at yourgeet@gmail.com.
Only if your friends show up, Romeo.
Two of them are not answering the phone.
Once again, no games. I see five. I need seven.
Guys, are lying, Eddie?
I said English.
No!
English,
no!
Chief.
No!
Wait.
In today's episode, we have the independent filmmakers, Samir and Tushar. Their latest film has won international recognition, and they don't believe in the typical Bollywood masala films. As Samir says,
I mean, the thing we don't like about Bollywood, and I guess, is that, I mean, there is not much of realistic storytelling or humanistic storytelling. I mean, it's more about, you know, fantasies that don't exist, and it's like dancing around the trees, which really makes sense if there's a solid script backing to the whole thing. Like, if you go in for old Hrishikesh Mukherjee films or Gulzar films, mm-hmm. or, you know, Bimal Roy films, you'll see that the songs used to complement the script. These days, the songs are really as, and you know, sort of what you call, for lack of a better term, item number, or, you know, and that really is not our cup of tea. It's not that we shun that, but it's not our cup of tea.
Now, for quite some time, we are getting to see movies that are NRI-based.
Mm-hmm. You know, remember just the other day we saw Tararampam. The entire movie is based in New York.
Is Khel Shuru also an NRI-themed movie?
Khel Shuru concept is not at all NRI-related. Way of Life was, you know, a bit, I would say, NRI-related because it was a story about a computer engineer coming over here and getting involved with the American narcotics. But I mean, I didn't have, like, any stereotypical NRI aspects that they show in, you know, in regular NRI movies. And if you are asking me what specially I did to stop that, well, I didn't do anything special. I was like, okay, I just followed my heart. And, I mean, I really didn't do anything special to avoid that. It was just that I felt that this was right. And even if they are NRIs, they're human beings. And all human beings have the same human feelings, be it an American, a Swedish guy, an Italian, or an Indian.
Mehki mehki si dor hai, khichti uski yaar hai, phir bhala kya ho kya khabar, jo dekh lu mudke ek nazar.
And Pia, the cast actually includes actors from six different nationalities who can speak about nine different languages. So it's got a global appeal.
Wow. Now, all of these actors have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you could go for a continuous shoot. It must have been a challenge for Tushar.
Well, he doesn't think so.
More fun than just a challenge. I mean, mm-hmm. we basically had, with, you know, entire cast and crew put together, 16 folks. And we did probably shot for 14 days, a year and a half back in one single month. We had entered this huge house in Pennsylvania. And that's where basically, you know, the cast and crew was coming in, going over a period of 3 weeks. It was fun. And then we completed the remaining of the remaining shooting, I think, over the next 8 or 10 weeks. It's much easier if when everyone is professional, when you have a bigger budget, when you can plan things and we can actually, you can plan for contingencies. Some of these luxuries, unfortunately, we don't. And that makes it, you know, more challenging, but probably that, you know, makes it actually, that just gives you more fun as a.
Do you remember, Tushar, a particular weekend when all your plans kind of fell to pieces?
I'm thinking which one. I mean, there are probably several weekends.
Did you have to ever stop in a BP gas station and ask the gas station attendant whether he can fill in a role because the guy didn't show up?
Well, it did happen. There was one character who plays Bunsy, and we had a guy who fit the description of everything, and because of certain problems, he could not make it. And that was when we got the information, we got it like at the last moment. And then it was a huge problem because we had to find a replacement. All the schedules were all, frozen and everything. And so things like that and many others. You find as challenges when you're doing predominantly, you know, as what they call in guerrilla shooting.
But they surmounted all obstacles, completed the film, and then Khel Shuru went on to win
2 International Film Festival Awards. And frankly speaking, as an independent producer and filmmakers, we didn't really believe our ears when the first time we heard it, because one of the actors actually saw that and he notified us. And we just left everything we were doing at that point, went to the internet, searched, and actually... 3 or 4 minutes, you probably just couldn't believe our eyes. But it was great. And then a few weeks later, we won the second Film Festival Awards, and that was wonderful. So the first award that we won was actually the New York International Film Festival. That's held in every May. And the second film festival was the Thunderbird Festival in Arizona. So it was pretty exciting. And I still remember the clippings that I received from the Thunderbird, because I couldn't make that festival, even though I wanted to. But the director of the festival, he sent me clippings. And there were apparently 15 students who attended that screening. There were probably total 30 people who attended out of those. 15 were students. And I'm guessing, being in Arizona, most of them are white students. But he said that most of them could actually relate to the story. This is a story of 7... 21-year-old guys and girls who just graduated. They happen to go on a weekend tour, and that tour takes them to a bunch of different things. So all their plans that they make, they just go haywire. And all these students actually loved, because they could just relate to the whole story, because I'm sure they have made trips themselves. Their plans would have gotten screwed up in the past. It was wonderful to hear that. We were also selected, and there was a third thing that probably happened to us last year, which we never expected, is we were called on BBC. We actually went to BBC Asia for an interview. And that was great. Going to London and actually sitting in BBC studio is probably a dream come true.
It's a fantastic achievement. They have realized their dreams.
And as the movie name suggests, the game has just begun for them.
The whole purpose of making Khel Shuru is not to make money as much as to show that we can make good films.
We started out with Khel Shuru with really proving that it's going to be feasible and possible.
Congratulations, Sameer and Tushar. Keep up the good work. They've indicated a sequel would also be on its way. Khel Shuru is now available on Google Video. In fact, as they informed us, the only NRI movie on its video-on-demand platform. We've provided a link to the film in our show notes.
That's all for today. Thank you for spending your time with us. We'll be taking a break and we'll be back after Memorial Day. Enjoy your long weekend, and as always, khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye, agle episode tak.
It's like hide and seek.